Today, Wanted, a reliable jobs data compass. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, Australian employment soared in February and the jobless rate declined, highlighting the ongoing resilience of the nation's labour market to restrictive monetary policy, at least according to the latest number Wang from the ABS. As a result, the currency rose by as much as 0.6% after the data was released, while yields on the 2% government bond rose. Traders now see a 60% chance of a rate cut in August, down from 80% before the data was released. The strong jobs data contrasts with indicators ranging from business and consumer surveys to job vacancies and retail sales that suggest the economy is slowing. And of course, the RBA on Tuesday left all options on the table with regard to rate moves, awaiting more data to show what's going on. I'm not sure this is going to help much. The seasonally adjusted unemployment rate fell by 0.4 percentage points to 3.7% in February, according to the ABS. This data clearly challenges the view that monetary policy is providing enough of a drag on the economy to bring down wage growth and inflation, said Ben Uday, lead economist for Oxford Economics Australia. The Reserve Bank will be watching closely from here to see if the loosening in the labour market resumes. But before we look at the numbers in detail, we need to stress that, again, the incoming and outgoing sampling data moved quite a bit. And also the recent flows from over the summer may not well be adequately reflected in the ABS's seasonal adjustments. So we're going to look at the trend series also, which tries to iron out some of the bumps, but those have also been readjusted in retrospect. The volatility in the seasonal numbers has been large, and it's making it really hard to interpret the underlying trends in the labour market. Anyway, the ABS said, with employment growing by around 116,000 people and the number of unemployed falling by 52,000 people, the unemployment rate fell to 3.7%. This was around where it was 6 months ago. The increase in employment in February followed a weaker than usual outcome for December, which was down 62,000, and a modest increase in January, up 15,000. And this equates to 70,000 more employed people in February than were there in November, and a growth rate consistent with the underlying trend. The large increase in employment in February followed larger than usual numbers of people in December and January who had a job that they were waiting to start or to return to. And this translates to a larger than usual flow of people into employment in February, and even more so than February last year. In 2022 and 2023, around 4.3% of employed people in February had not been employed in January. In 2024, this was higher at 4.7% and well above the pre-pandemic average for 2015 to 2020 of around 3.9%. In contrast, we again only saw around 3.1% of employed people in January leaving employment by February, which was similar to last year. This shows that there is a wider gap than we would usually see between the number of people entering employment and leaving employment. In addition, in looking ahead to next month, the number of people in February waiting to start work in March was back to around what we would normally see, the ABS said. Now, given the relatively large increase in employment, the seasonally adjusted employment to population ratio rose 0.4% to 64.2%, and the participation rate rose 0.1 percentage points to 66.6%. While higher than December and January, they remained below the historical highs of 64.4% and 67% in November. Both the employment to population ratio and the participation rate in February were around where they were in August 2023, given employment growth and population growth has both been around 1.4% over the past 6 months, and there's been relatively little change in unemployment, the ABS said. There was a large increase in the number of hours worked in February, though, as people started to return to work. This followed a six-month period since July of generally declining hours worked. Hours worked in February were around where they had been in August last year, but that was still below where they were in the middle of 2023, the ABS said. The seasonally adjusted underemployment rate fell 0.1 percentage points to 6.6%, and whilst this was 0.7 percentage points higher than February 2023, it was still 2.2 percentage points lower than in March 2020. The underutilization rate, which combines the unemployment and the underemployment rate, fell 0.5 percentage points to 10.3%, and that was 0.9 percentage points higher than its recent low of 9.4% in November 2022, but is 3.6 percentage points lower than before the pandemic. Now, across the states, the unemployment rate was highest at 4.5% in Tasmania and lowest at 3.2% in South Australia in seasonally adjusted terms. Now, turning to the trend unemployment data, the trend unemployment rate remained at 3.8% for the 6 month in a row, the ABS said. In trend terms, employment grew by 26,000 people, that's a 0.2% increase, and hours worked fell 0.2% in February. The employment to population ratio remained at 64.1% in February for the third month, and it's been between 64.1% and 64.2% in rounded terms for the past 20 months. The participation rate fell less than 0.1 percentage points to 66.6%, and it's been around 66.6 to 66.7% in rounded terms for the past 12 months. And the underemployment rate remained at 6.6%, and the underutilization rate stayed at 10.4%. In trend terms, the growth rate in employment has slowed since March 2023. The growth rate in hours worked was also slowed since September 2022. And has been negative since July 2023. But it's important to remember that this underlying slowdown in growth rates that we've seen in the trend data follows a particularly tight labour market during 2022 and 2023, the ABS said. So we've therefore seen relatively large revisions in the trend series 2. Trend employment growth is now moving higher again compared to trending lower in January. Trend employment rose by 26,000 in February and 25,000 in January, which was, by the way, initially reported at 7,400. It's worth noting that the current ABS labour market data is actually not matching the weak growth picture in the national accounts or other second-tier labour market data like the job ads and applications per seek. We continue to need to create around 35,000 jobs each and every month to stop unemployment rising. And of course, the latest migration data, which also came out today, showed a record net high inflow of more than 600,000 over the last year. So perhaps we're going to see a reversal in the data in March because, frankly, the ABS number wanging, whilst it's quite majestic, is simply deceptive. So I conclude that we need a much better jobs data compass than we've got at the moment. And pity the RBA trying to make sense of all of this when they come to their rate decisions. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.